WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk on all things life, happiness, and a whole lot of that good stuff in between. Today's topic? We're diving deep into the fascinating world of dopamine, that little neurotransmitter that plays a huge role in how we feel, what drives us, and yes, even our pursuit of happiness. Ever felt like your emotions are on a roller coaster? You know, one minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down to the depths of despair. Well, dopamine might be the engine behind that ride. Now, I'm not a scientist, though I wish I was, but I am a curious guy who loves exploring how our brains work. And trust me, dopamine is one wild ride. Think of it like this. Dopamine is your brain's reward system. It releases when we experience something pleasurable, motivating us to repeat that behavior. It's the reason you feel a rush after nailing that presentation at work, savoring a delicious meal, or even getting a notification on your phone. But here's the catch. Our brains are super clever and can get addicted to dopamine hits. Think about scrolling through social media. Each like, comment, and share releases a little dopamine spike. It feels good, right? But over time, you might find yourself needing more and more of those hits to feel the same level of satisfaction. That's how we can end up in a cycle of craving instant gratification, leading to feeling unsatisfied and chasing that next dopamine rush. Sound familiar? Here are five key takeaways from today's deep dive into dopamine. 1. Dopamine isn't just about pleasure. It also plays a vital role in motivation, focus, and learning. When we achieve something challenging or learn something new, dopamine helps us feel a sense of accomplishment and drive us to keep going. 2. It's all about balance. The key is finding that sweet spot where dopamine keeps you motivated and engaged without becoming the sole driver of your actions. Think of it like a delicate dance. Too much can lead to addiction and cravings, while too little can leave you feeling sluggish and uninspired. 3. Be mindful of your triggers. Pay attention to what activities or situations tend to trigger intense dopamine releases, social media, video games, even junk food. Once you're aware of your triggers, you can start making more conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy. 4. Cultivate healthy dopamine habits. Instead of relying on instant gratification, try engaging in activities that provide long-lasting satisfaction, exercise, creative pursuits, spending quality time with loved ones. These activities not only boost dopamine but also contribute to overall well-being. 5. Practice delayed gratification. This is a tough one, I know. But learning to delay gratification can be a powerful tool for building resilience and achieving long-term goals. Think of it like saving up for something you really want. The anticipation builds your motivation and makes the reward even sweeter when you finally get it. Here's a real-world example that hits close to home. Remember that time you were glued to your phone, endlessly scrolling through social media? Maybe you felt a little buzz every time you got a like or comment, but then you realized you had wasted hours and hadn't accomplished anything meaningful. That's dopamine at play. It kept you hooked on the instant gratification of those notifications, even though they weren't truly fulfilling. Instead of falling into that trap, imagine using that same energy to pursue something more rewarding, taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or connecting with a friend. Those activities might not give you an immediate dopamine hit, but they'll leave you feeling much more satisfied and fulfilled in the long run. So there you have it, a peek into the fascinating world of dopamine and its impact on happiness. Remember, it's all about balance, awareness, and making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. Take action today. Start by identifying one small change you can make to cultivate healthier dopamine habits. Maybe it's putting down your phone for an hour each day, or engaging in a new hobby that brings you joy. Remember, even small changes can have a ripple effect on your overall well-being. Let me know what you decide to do and share your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep chasing those positive vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.